Greetings to you all once again in the name of the Most High. Gotta say hi to you guys out there. Bless you all. You know what? I love it when I get the chance to do these live. Already the chat room is lighting up. What's up, Brother Pat? got a lot to get into today and a lot to talk about. I got a small window here, so I got to make the best of it. So, a lot is on the horizon. Many, many things happening. Many, many things taking place. And in the middle of all this taking place, just a quick check. How you doing out there? How is your mind? How is your spirit? Where are you at in all that's taking place in and around you? Now, I wanted to spend a little bit of time because there's a lot of things happening, taking place externally. And part of this whole thing that people are experiencing, you've got to take a step back and see it from a different perspective. Because there's a reason that your mind is constantly vied for your attention. There's always something vying for your attention. And whenever you try to get quiet, whenever you try to do any type of practice that would help you to shake free of that, notice how all the distractions will pop up in your life, trying to keep you away from any path of understanding what's actually going on here in this reality and in this life. Now, I want to point out a couple things, and for your own observation, and as you go through, you'll see how this works more and more. Okay, you are you human being here in walking on this planet. You have been created. Let me even scrap that word. You are an extension of Source. You're an extension of the one from whom all things come and emerge. Sometimes with this, the use of the word God, almost it's, we know what we mean, but at the same time too, there's, you know, millions of gods in India, for example. Which one are you talking about? But when you speak of Source, okay, that clears it up. That is because anything else would find its origins from there. So Source, we're speaking about that which is the place from which all comes. All right. So you, human, walking on this planet in this experience right now, you have within you the that spark that which is inside of you is Source, that life, that creative power, non-stop creative power within you. So when you were instructed that the kingdom was within, that was probably one of the most paradigm shifting things that could come into your understanding if you apply that. Because everything that you are surrounded by tries to take you without. Everything in the media is to try to take you without. Everything in surrounding you is there to take you without, outside. And even that word without, you lack as soon as you go out. Without. When you go within, it's with and it's in you. That, so I've been saying this, using this, when you were told that the kingdom was within you. Okay, the king and his dominion is with and in you. The king and his dominion, king dominion with and in you. All right? Okay. So that, now that when you know and you understand that, you have within you source, power, the very thing that is the most powerful thing that exists in this paradigm, you have within you. You are the power. Nothing else. Nothing else external, nothing else outside. No military, no banks, no religious structures, no sets of teaching, false or true, whatever they may be. The greatest power that is there is with and in you. Now, why has there been such an effort to try to keep you outside and away from that? Two reasons. One, if you start accessing that and start moving in that, you can create the most amazing, powerful, incredible things. And there's powers that don't want you, there's powers that are lesser than you that don't want you to do that. The second reason is those same powers want to usurp the power that's in you and use it to create their own things. Okay? And if you might have to listen to this audio again. Just let some of this stuff sink in. Okay. When you start accessing and moving in that which is within you, everything changes. Your experience of this paradigm changes. And you're always doing it, by the way. You're always doing it. You're always creating. Because that's already there. It's already inbuilt into you. Just like the sun that we experience in this paradigm is continuing to emit energy, and that's a lesser form than what's inside of you. But you continue to produce, even if you don't see it, even if you don't understand it, it's still there. Now, what are the controllers trying to do? What they try to do is to use that which is within you to create their preferred situation. So how are ways that they do that? Well, mind control is a big part of it. Controlling your mind, controlling your consciousness, controlling your thought process is very important to them, because if they can do that, then you inadvertently create your own prison cell. You inadvertently create your own box. You inadvertently create your own trouble. You manifest the very thing that you don't want. I mean, as far as evil goes, that's pretty evil. And it's pretty intelligent evil. You got to give them credit for that. It's evil, but it's intelligent evil. And now, if you know that, you break from it. So why, for example, does the controlled media continue to barrage you with all this fake information and all this fear? Well, okay, fear brings you to a low vibration. Fear brings you to a low frequency. When you're at a higher frequency, they can't harvest your energy. When you're at a higher frequency, they can't manipulate you. Okay, love. Love is the highest frequency. Think about if you've had that experience of being in love. Look, when you're in love, there could be a tsunami, and you are still, there could be rockets flying in the sky. It doesn't matter. You're in love, and when you're in love, everything in the world seems right. It's a very high frequency, very high state, and all these other things just kind of melt off because you're in love. it's they don't want you to experience and know things like that. They don't want you to be in those states. So even when people are in those states, they work to take them out of those states, to bring them back under control. Now, to control, to create what they want, which is the prison, which is the slavery, which is the continued enslavement of humanity, you and I. But when you break from that, and you start to access what's truly within you, now things change. Okay, I was having a conversation the other day, and I need to make a couple points on this one too. Think about certain words and certain word usages that are there in your vocabulary regularly. And these are some words that I am trying to just strike from my vocabulary in general. Think about when you say, I want this, or I need this. I want, I need. What are those words? Those words come from what? From not having, from a lack of. And when that's one, your belief within, two, your expression out of yourself, what does that do? You are actually continuing to create the very lack that you are trying to solve. So when you say, I want this, when you are like, I need this, I need to get this new car, for lack of a better expression, and I need to solve this problem, I need to, whatever it is, I want to, that is continuing to create and perpetuate the very cycle of lack that's within you. So instead, this is a good way of come to kind of understand it. If whatever you consistently know and believe to be true will become the reality that you know and you experience. So if you within believe that you constantly need something or constantly want something, and that's what you believe, and that's what you know to be true, that's what then you will always know to be true. That will be your reality. That will be your experience. Somebody else that knows something different to be true, they will experience a different experience. And now I know some people get a bit upset because they've been so religified. Listen, think of it practically. One guy, you can, it's the application. One guy will have, you can know everything about exercise. We've used this analogy, but at some point you've got to take action in line with your belief as well. So that's the other part. You take action reinforcing that which you know to be true. So you can know, but then you take action in line with what you know. And the thing too is there's a lot of people that they may say one thing, but their actions are an expression of something totally different. Their actions are an expression of their true belief. So what you want to be doing, especially in this time, is making that transition to be using your what's within you to create the reality and the experience that you want to experience and that you want for those around you as well. And you can build and you can create some of the most amazing things. and I'm not talking pie in the sky. I've done this stuff and I'm continuing to learn more and more how this works and more of how this works within us. So, you know, built incredible things around the world, in different places, been a part of and been engaged in teams that have done tremendous projects. And what happens is once you start to move down a particular path of understanding, and this has opened up within you. Everything around you will respond, and the right things will come within your path and within your journey to allow for the manifestation of what you know to be true, because it also comes from within. That's the primary place. And there's a lot of healing that needs to be done. Yes, there's a lot of things that people need to address. There's, instead of saying I want or I need this, say I allow myself to have this. I allow for this to be in my life. Instead of saying I want good friends, right? Well, okay, but that's, you say that out of a place of lacking that and looking for that and looking. Rather, I allow myself to have good friends. I allow myself to have good and healthy relationships, good people that are there, that are a blessing to my life and whose lives I'm a blessing to as well. I allow for relationships in my world, in my experience, in my journey that are exactly what they're meant to be. Healthy, fulfilling, building up, mutually just wonderful and increasing and enhancing the experience of this life and this journey. Teaching me and I'm teaching them. Yes, doesn't that sound wonderful? They've tried to separate you, but it's not working. Go give somebody a hug. It's the best thing you can do. Listen, as we continue to go forward in this understanding, we now create incredible things. Your personal experience will be incredible. And you know what happens when you start to be conscious of this is that you realize how deep embedded the programming is that we have been surrounded by. We've been awash in a sea of mind control, awash in a sea of programming that is there consistently and constantly to try to keep you away from that which is the true power which is within you. You need to take steps in yourself and responsibility for yourself to separate from that, and whenever you're engaged in and around this control structure, you do it with a filter on so you know where things are coming from, where people are coming from, their agendas, what is that intention towards you. Now we've seen in this last year, in 2020, everybody sees. You know, we see the agendas, the control structures, the mind control, the paid shills, the paid actors. It's right there in front of everybody. The elections, quote unquote, that took place in the United States were an absolute farce. The entire world sees it. The entire world knows it. Everybody knows it, and it doesn't matter how many times people scream and say, nothing to see here, nothing to see here, go back to sleep, don't look over here. People can't get away from the imagery and the understanding that the control structure stuck in place, a senile, dementia-filled old pervert that is falling apart at the seams, has an earpiece stuck in his head. You can just catch these things all over the place. Has an earpiece stuck in his head where he's just repeating the instructions he's being given. Walks into a room, salute the Marines instead of saluting the Marines, and action. Doesn't know whether he's coming or going. People put documents in front of him. He says, I don't even know what I'm signing. And then he just goes and signs it. I mean, this is a joke. A joke. Supposedly the most popular political candidate in the known history of humanity. This guy. The most popular, huh? Left wing, right wing, fascist world leaders, cult personalities, doesn't matter, whatever it is, this guy. on paper, the most popular human being that's ever walked on the face of the planet is that man that you are being told. And if you don't agree, you're not supposed to look. Don't look at it. Don't look. Don't say anything. Don't question it. They call for an inauguration and you have nobody there. They bring in National Guardsmen to have an excuse for the fact that nobody would show up, because nobody showed up for the entire year and nobody showed up then. Business as usual, they're trying to push through right now. Listen. Oh yeah, I just saw something too. Minimum wage promise is now scheduled for 2025. And only for federal workers. Yeah, $15 an hour. Good luck with that. The purpose of of all of this stuff that you're seeing, you're understanding, all the old cronies just in the pipeline waiting to feed on that trough and to destroy. Do you not see what's going on? The day of the swearing in, the day of the swearing in, you've got the World Health Organization, it should be called something else, the WHO, changing the guidelines for PCR, for diagnosing a COVID test, or COVID case, mind you. Now, they said you must greatly reduce the number of cycles. Now, we've been talking about this since 8 months, at least? PCR test was never intended to be used for a clinical diagnosis. But anyways, they're saying, reduce it back, because they've been using it 35 cycles? And they say, because if you'd use it that high, that level of magnitude, you will end up having a whole lot more false cases, false positives than you need to. So they're telling everybody, dial it back, and now you need to have two tests and a diagnosis from a clinical physician before somebody can be called a COVID case. This is the new guidelines. The day of the swearing in. 20th. It's right there. It's on their website. Go search it. Now, the news article on the 21st in MSNBC says, the headline, it's official, lockdowns don't work. And then they cite all the experts, all the scientists, and all the damage that's being done to the economies and to the people, and that it has all these unintended side effects that are much worse than the disease in and of itself, and it's not the way to go forward, and so we need to open up. Now, the governor of New York, Cuomo, we need to open up now. The Chicago person, we need to open up. Who would have thought, well, we did, but who would have thought that the Biden swearing in would have been the cure for COVID-19? The Biden swearing in was the cure for COVID-19. Talk about a moment where the tide was turned for the disease. The whole world, the entire world, the tide was turned on that moment for the disease. And who wants to put two and two together? Here's another one for you. Now, the same time that they're rolling out an experimental vaccine, and there are people that have now got a hold of like the AstraZeneca one and others out there, and they started going through the ingredients list, and highly recommended if you can, before you even remotely consider something like that, to go and to just look up the ingredients and the dash numbers and the names and look at what they represent. And just some of the initial things in a few minutes, just 5 minutes, they're able to determine just by what's out there in the published medical information. Cloned DNA, aborted fetal tissue of a 14-month-old, 14-week-old, aborted fetal tissue of a 14-week-old, and modified DNA, just the list of things that are in there are horrific. And also a petition for support for AI to be able to manage the number of people that die. Manage for vaccine damage. Huge cautions around the elderly that take this. Hank Aaron, baseball great, took it and died not long afterwards. Larry King, the spokesperson, the talk show host, was supposed to be checking out of the hospital. They said there's some social media. Well, I think we're going to give him, he's doing great. I think he's doing well. Yeah, he should be discharged, but I think we're going to give him the vaccine before he leaves the hospital. And then he's not there anymore. He died. Concerns. Lots of concerns, lots of cautions. But at the same time that they are now changing the entire way that the cycle count and the case count is done and opening up, they're going to roll out the vaccine. So what happens to numbers? Which everybody's been glued to a screen looking at the numbers. Now what happens to numbers simultaneously with the miracle cure that's actually the swearing in of Biden on January 20th? What now happens with the numbers? They drop. And where do they accredit the drop in the numbers? To the vaccines. Everybody's getting their shots. Cases are going down dramatically. Look, if they just make that one change, they'd see a 90% drop in cases right away. Just by doing the changes to their policies, which were insane to start with. And very likely matching the common flu season. Has there been something going on in different places, different pockets, unexplained? Sure, but it's not what they tell you. Have people died? Is it possibly a bioweapon? Sure. Would love to have a proper investigation by people that actually care about humanity, care about civil liberties, care about the holistic nature of our experience here. But this whole thing has been used as a preface, it's an excuse to push through a whole different agenda. And if you can't see it, just look harder, because it's right there in front of you. Look at dates, look at times, look at things that are done, when they're done, what else is going on, when that happens, and make some decisions and some conclusions for yourself. I think it's getting easier and easier for people to see it because it's getting more and more ludicrous. More and more ludicrous. I mean, Biden is almost to the point of just being led around by the hand from one place to another, and it's just a joke. The guy just got sworn in. Absolute joke. Absolute joke. Now, do you want to give all your energy, your time, your effort, and that which is creative within you to that? focusing on that, thinking about that. Okay, let's go back to some of the original instructions. Be aware, but not distracted. We're riding the wave, right? Be aware, but not distracted. I've been saying this for 4 years. Be aware, but not distracted. You can be aware of these things, but don't let them consume you, bring you in. You now make your decision and your choice. You now make your direction of what you need to be doing. Because what they want to do ultimately, with this new experimental modified DNA injecting into people's bodies, changing their genetic code within them, it's awful. It's dangerous, it's awful, and they're trying to change you to, from what I see, it's an attempt to change and to hurt and harm your DNA with something that is patented to try to enslave and capture people and claim them as property. Look, if you don't think that they do that, they've already done that with Monsanto with genetically modified seeds. Okay? Just go look up that and what was done with messing with the genome of plants and seeds. Look at the court cases that were filed when a seed would go into and be found in a neighbor's field, a genetically modified, somebody that's not planting Monsanto seeds, but their seeds end up in somebody else's field. They would file a case and suit against those people. And these small farmers, they didn't have the power to be able to fight back against these big giants. They end up losing their farms fighting legal battles, which they don't have the funds for. You're dealing with pure evil, but you're also dealing with something that is less than you. This is what you need to understand. The true power is in you, the kingdom with and in you. When you're looking at them without and you're seeing the entire Wizard of Oz show, you know, the fire and the big voice and all. If you're looking at that, you're going to be mesmerized by that. If you just look to the side and see the man behind the curtain of what's actually, there's nothing. This can be dealt with very easily and very quickly. When you and I turn and we go within and we walk and we experience our reality from there and we create from a place of allowing ourselves to be all that we were destined to be, now it gets interesting. Resources not withheld or restricted because creation comes from within you. Relationships that need to be there come into your life because they need to come into your life. I don't even want to use the word need. See, there, I'm catching myself. Relationships that are to be there in your life now manifest for the purpose of fulfilling what you already know to be true. The people you will meet, the things that will come across your table, the information that will come your way, the understanding that is now being revealed in you, the clarity that now comes across your understanding and now is part of what you live with and walk out. All of that comes together because you are now moving. It starts from within and manifesting without. From within and manifesting without. So, you know, with where we are right now, it's an incredible window. And I want you to be encouraged. You know, there's let's see here. I wanted to find something for you guys. I made a small note the other day. well, I can paraphrase it, but when you start to allow things to manifest, you're not working against yourself. This is another thing too, why it's important about the circles of your life, the people that are in your life. If you have naysayers, if you have people that are within, that are canceling out what you know to be true, telling you the opposite, bring them to that same place with you. Help them to understand. You need those people that will combine with you to create. Then it gets really interesting of the power that's there. Versus, you know those conversations when you say, first of all, and I'm just using this for an object lesson, where somebody says, you know, I think I want to go and do this project. I want to do it. So first of all, not sure, and then starting from a place of lack in that first statement, I want to do this. Then that person that's across from them, that's the naysayer, says, why would you do that? You don't have any time. You're so busy. You're this, you're that. Why would you do, what are they doing? They're now canceling out the very thing that you were just maybe broaching the idea of the understanding. So what happens? Nothing happens. Exactly. That's the point. We switch on the television, what do they say? It's the worst time to try to do this, it's the worst time to try to do that. This is, be afraid of this, be afraid of that, be afraid of what's coming down the street, be afraid of what could be lurking outside your door, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. So what happens? Stay afraid. So you create against yourself, reinforced by the circles that are around you and the control construct that is there and around you, all around, to do what? Keep you in the prison. Looking at the two corner walls. A room, a prison room, that only has two walls. And they keep you looking in that corner. If you would just turn around, go within, you would understand and have a very different experience. Yeah. So, the thing to keep in mind at this point, go within, and from that place and that clarity, just listen, just be quiet. Just stop and be quiet. Be still. Look, and I don't even, all these cliches and stuff, right away, the Christian cliche, be still and know that I'm God. Listen, just stop with the cliches. Just stop. Drop the religion. Be real. Be still. Be quiet. Go within. And as you do that, from there, manifest without. Because you, the power is with and in you, not them. So accordingly, there's a lot of things that I see on the horizon. Paradigm shifts on the horizon, changes that will blow people's minds on the horizon. But in this moment, we continue to manifest. This is, for many, will be the most exciting time to be alive. The reins and the shackles taken off, and the ability to create on a level never dreamed of. Be some things that need to be dealt with. That's in the works, that's in process. You, my brother, you, my sister, think about what would you create and what would you do if you could do and create anything. And a quick caution too, with what's on the horizon, be very careful in giving your allegiance and your commitment to any person. and test it and make sure that whatever it is not just another enslaving mechanism to replace the last one. Because very often people go from one abusive situation to another, one slave master to another, one control construct to another. They don't want to take responsibility. Listen, take responsibility for your life, for your experience, for the people around you. And as much as you can, walk in that. All right? That's part of what it is to be a sovereign human, to walk in freedom. Freedom comes responsibility. You need to exercise it. You need to use it. See, I just used the word need. Allow yourself. Let's scrap that. Allow yourself to exercise your freedom. Allow yourself to exercise your responsibility. It is incredibly, incredibly powerful. All right. Just an encouragement this day. Many, many things on the horizon. Many, many things coming up. I just want to bless you all. Keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you again sometime. All right. Bye. Oh, and drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. All right. Bye.